The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 4th, 1993 in Sri Mayapur. The talk was given during the Chaitanya Leela Seminar.
Vishnu jagat karta maya yaja sijat yada tasya avatara evayam Advaita Acharya Mishwara Adi Lila chapter 1. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of maya. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, Acharya, he is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is non-different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee and devotional energy. Today, we meditate on the unlimited qualities of Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. I think he was a disciple of Gauranga. He prayed for Gauranga to come. He was a disciple of Gauranga in another sense, since he's the expansion of Lord Gauranga. But actually, he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Actually, he appeared at Sri Hatta, in a place called Laurgram. Laurgram, he appeared in the year 1355. Saki. Oof, I had it written down yesterday. Lord Chaitanya. Anybody really want to know how much older that was than Lord Chaitanya? You can research it. 1355 Sakavda. Compare that with Lord Chaitanya's birth. In the month of Magh, the seventh day of the rising moon. Oh, that's, they say that he was born in 1434. And when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was already in his 50s, 52. His father's name was Sri Kuber Pandit. His mother's name was Naba Devi. Before initiation, his name was Kamalaksha Veda Panchanan. Sita Devi and Sri Devi are his consorts' names. Sita Devi had Achyutananda, then Krishna Das, Gopal, Balaram, Sarup, and Jagadish. And Sri Devi had Shyam Das. He had two houses, one house in Shantipur and the other house in Navadvip. He lived 125 years. I mean, he disappeared 25 years after Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were unmanifested. The way that Madhavendra Puri met Advaita Gosai is quite interesting. And Madhavendra Puri, he was traveling from Vrindavan to go down to Jagannath Puri on the Ganges side. He was one of the very few Vaishnava sannyasis in North India. So he went by the public roads. If he went by the public roads, then he would meet Mayavadi sannyasis. He didn't like to meet them. They only wanted to talk about Vedanta and how they're all God. The common people would ask him for blessings. I remember one time I was walking in one place and one lady fell down before me offering her obeisances and crying and trying to touch my feet. What is this all about? Then maybe she's very devoted or something, Vaishnava. But then she got up and she said, "You're a sadhu, please bless me. My son has got a stomach tumor." He's got a stomach ache. You have to bless him that the operation will be successful. Will you promise that the operation will be successful? So Vaishnava sannyasis are not supposed to give material blessings. And who knows if you promise them, oh yes, the operation will be successful. Later they come back, it wasn't successful. You know? So we're not supposed to give such type of material blessings. So apparently in those days people, they would all go to these sannyasis asking only such material things. So this was very disturbing for someone who wanted to practice Krishna consciousness. Every time somebody is coming, give me blessing that I can have this or that. No interest in Krishna consciousness. So Madhavendra Puri, he was going off the main road and going just by the side of the Ganges. And then he somehow, because Advaitacharya lived right by the side of the Ganges, he walked into the courtyard of Advaita Gosai. Advaita Gosai was in a very nice to see a Vaishnava sannyasi with tilak and tridanda. Immediately he jumped up. And Madhavendra Puri was very surprised to see a Vaishnava brahmana. They were also quite rare to see someone with Vaishnava tilak. Immediately Advaita offering his obeisances, he came and gave a seat, gave a nice seat to Madhavendra Puri. He said, please sit down. And then he gave a reception, bathed his feet, had requested you please take some prasadam here. We are worshipping Shaligram Shila. We are pure Vaishnavas. You know, we are only worshipping Vishnu. So they just started discussing about Krishna consciousness. And Advaita Gosai was very moved by Madhavendra Puri. And he begged him to stay that night. And like this then, he requested that he could take initiation. That he had only the Brahminical Vedic mantra, but he wanted to get the Pancharatrik mantras from a pure Vaishnava guru. So Madhavendra Puri gave him initiation. After some time then he went on. Tomorrow we're observing the festival, disappearance festival of Madhavendra Puri. So there's a lot of books about Advaita Gosai. You know, all of which ones are bona fide, apart of the ones specifically about Advaita Gosai. So far we haven't researched, but there are quite a few that were written about his childhood pastimes. There's Advaita Mangal, Advaita Vilas, Sita Charitra, Balya Lila Sutra, Sanskrit. A lot of books are written about Advaita Gosai. So of course the most important aspect of Advaita Gosai's personality is that it was actually he who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. They explain in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada explains in the purport that on these principles only does the Krishna conscious movement go on. We have no business other than to talk of Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Into sarva loka deki krishna bahimok vishayini magna loka deki paya dukha. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness simply merged in material sense enjoyment. Purport, a bona fide devotee of Lord Sri Krishna is always pained to see the fallen condition of the whole world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity of Krishna consciousness is of Krishna consciousness. This is the vision of all pure devotees. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness, in human society people are suffering terribly, being merged in the ocean of nescience and sense gratification. A devotee onlooker is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. Nistara hetu korera chintan kamote sabaloke hoive atharan Seeing that condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Krishna avatari korena bhaktira vistar tabe to sakala loke haibe anistar. Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears to distribute the cult of devotional service, and then only will liberation be possible for all people. So Advaita Gosai wanted that the Supreme Lord should come and liberate everyone, just like the head of state comes and liberates everyone from the prison house. Krishna Vitarite Acharya Pratigya Koriya Krishna Puja Kore Tulasi Ganga Jaladiya. With this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu promised to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna with tulasi leaves and the water of the Ganges. Krishna Ravana Kore Sakhana Hunkar Hunkare Akrishta Haila Bajendra Kumar. By loud cries he invited Krishna to appear, and this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. So Advaita Gosai, he took Ganges water and tulsi manjaris, and he started to offer the worship to Lord Krishna. And this way the Lord was moved and he came down. When Lord Chaitanya was a small child, at that time his elder brother Viswarup used to go to listen to the scriptural discourses of Advaita Gosai. And Nimai would go to get his elder brother. Sometimes he would sit there and listen for a while. Then he would ask his brother to come. When Viswarup took sannyas, Advaita Acharya, he cried in great separation of Viswarup. Viswarup was a Sankarsana. So it's very natural that Advaita will feel separation. Vishalpuri came to Advaita's temple. Then Thakur Haridas, he sometimes joined with Advaita Gosai. That was also the interesting thing, that one time Advaita Gosai, he was performing the Srad ceremony for his father. You perform Srad for the father, you perform Tirubhav for the guru. It's two different ceremonies. So in the Srad ceremony you offer worship to Lord Vishnu and then you feed the brahmanas, the prasadam. There are some special brahmanas who only go around and eat food at Srad ceremonies. But if you go to the proper Vaishnava Srad ceremony, then you get Krishna prasad. They're very healthy. Someone told me, I don't know how far it's true, that the ones who go to the non-Vaishnava Srad, they all turn very black, because they get all the karma from the people giving the Srad. But I don't know anyway, that's just someone mentioned to me that they noticed. In any case, in this case, Advaita Gosai invited a pure Vaishnava, Haridas Thakur, and he also invited many brahmanas. He did worship Vishnu. He had the Vishnu prasad. And at the first prasad, he's supposed to offer the senior most brahmana. So he offered it to Haridas Thakur. One of the brahmanas protested that he's not even born in a Brahmin family. He's born in a Mohammedan family. So how can you offer to him? But then Advaita Gosai said, he's the greatest Vaishnava. That means that he's also the greatest Brahmana. But they were not immediately accepting. So then, some wood and said, all right, Brahmanas are supposed to be able to light fire by mantra. So you blow on the wood and you light it. So he brought the wood before each of the Brahmanas and they were blowing, but it didn't light in the fire. They went to each one is huffing and puffing, but nothing's happening. Finally, when he took to Haridas Thakur and he chanted Hare Krishna and blew on it, poof, it lit into fire. So then none of the brahmanas could say anything. And Haridas Thakur was given the first Mahaprasad, and others were given the other prasad. The past time he told when we were on the parikram about Murari Gupta. After Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya come to his house and he went again to offer obeisances in the house of Jagannath Misra, he went and talked with Advaita Gosai to say what he thought. But Advaita, he was uncommittal. He said, But later, Ram Pandit, the brother of Sivas Pandit, was sent by Lord Chaitanya. You go to Advaita Gosai and tell him that that Lord for whom he had fasted, loudly shouted the holy names, he cried in separation and worshipped the tulasi, the shaligram with tulasi and Ganges water. That Lord is now in Nadia. So Ram Pandit went over to Advaita's house, and when he went into the house, he offered his obeisances to Advaita, who was sitting. Advaita Acharya jumped up and immediately said, how do I know it's true? How do I know that he's not just lying? Many people know that I paid for the Lord to come. What is the proof that he's the Lord of my life? The Lord of my heart. Ram Pandit hadn't said anything, and Advaita was walking this way and that way in the courtyard, saying all these things. But well, he thought that Advaita Acharya is known to be a little eccentric, unusual qualities, so it's not possible to understand everything he does anyway. So he just waited. Advaita Acharya sat down and said, Hare Krishna, what is it that you want? Then Ram Pandit, he stood up and said, that Lord for whom, giving the message that Lord Chaitanya ordered him, that Lord for whom you had fasted, that Lord for whom you had worshipped the shaligram with tulsi and Ganges water, that Lord for whom you loudly shouted out the holy names and cried for in separation, that Lord has now appeared in Nadia. Advaita Acharya jumped up, Hari Bo! Hari Bo! Hari Bo! He's come, he's come, I've made him come. I brought him from the spiritual world. Hari Bo! Hari Bo! And then his mood changed. But how do I know it's him for sure? How do I know? You tell him, I'm not going. I won't go to see him. There's all too much around Pandit. He is sitting, listening. You tell him that I'm not going. Well, what I'll do is I'll go and hide in the village. And if he's really my Lord, he'll call me. And I'll come to him and offer my obeisances, and he'll put his lotus feet on my head, and then he'll show me his transcendental glory. So then, Advaita was ready to go, and Sita Thakurani was right by his side with a whole aarti tray. He said, what is that for? Just in case. The Lord did come. Is the Lord, and you're going to need this. She was very expert. So he went and he hid in the village, and Ram Pandit came over to see Lord Chaitanya from the other way. Before he could say anything, when he offered his obeisances to Gauranga, Gauranga! Lord Gauranga just ignored Ram Pandit, and he looked over in the village area Narai, Narai, come here. It's the name of Advaita. You come here, Advaita Gosai. So, very humbly, Advaita came out, looking. He came, and he offered his obeisances at some distance from Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Gauranga went, and he put his lotus feet on the head of Advaita Gosai. Gauranga! Sitanath! Advaita Gosai! Then Advaita Gosai looked up, and instead of seeing just a Nimai Pandit that he had seen so many times before, now he was seeing a completely effulgent form of Lord Gauranga, more brilliant than millions of suns. The whole world was covered by his Brahma Jyoti. Only the devotees were visible, and Lord Chaitanya, everything else disappeared. Of course, then that's the famous time when Lord Chaitanya asked Advaita Gosai, that, all right, you've asked me to come, now you've asked me the boon. What do you want? Why did you call me? And Advaita made his request after a lot of encouragement from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was present when Nitai and Haridas came back telling about Jagai and Madai's deliverance, along with Lord Nityananda. There was some special pastimes. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Who can read Bengali? Open up the chapter Madhya 13. Then when Lord Chaitanya was offering his, or revealed his Mahaprakash Leela, Advaita Gosai was worshipping him. Then there was the pastime that Shivaram Maharaj mentioned on Parikrama, how Sati Mata had committed the offense to Advaita Gosai. Lord Chaitanya was giving love out to everyone, and when the devotees asked, so please give Mother Sachi, and then Lord Gauranga said, no, I can't. The devotees said, why not? He had to give to Mother Sachi, she's the greatest devotee, but he said, no, she's offended at Vaishnava. Offended at Vaishnava, so she can't get love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, he warned us actually. He was very worried that the devotees were offending each other. Actually, this is a very important point. Living together in a society like this, seeing everybody all the time, we tend to just take everything very familiar. And sometimes in light talk, we may refer to Vaishnavas in a material sense, or we may commit offenses to them mentally or physically or with words.
341.
But here, Lord Chaitanya said, because Mother Sachi had offended Advaita Gosai, just in her mind and with words, she never did anything more than that. And they explained that when Visvarup used to go to study under Advaita, when he left and took sannyas, Mother Sachi, in her separation love for Visvarup, she got angry and blamed Advaita Gosai that he had turned her son into a sannyasi, so on and so forth. And so that was considered an offense against the Vaishnava. So she said, no, she can't get love for Godhead. So they said, well, how can she get forgiven? They said, well, she has to ask Advaita Gosai to forgive her. So they all went together with Gauranga.
Gauranga!
To see Advaita Gosai, begging him to please give forgiveness to Mother Sachi. She personally requested, please forgive me, I committed this offense. And Advaita Gosai said, what is this? You're the greatest devotee. And she started to glorify Mother Sachi in so many ways, how devoted she is, how wonderful devotee she is. He got so ecstatic glorifying Mother Sachi, he fainted on the ground in ecstasy. The Lord Chaitanya told Mother Sachi, now's your chance, grab his lotus feet. Get the dust. It explains that sometimes a Vaishnava will not take any offense, but the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava take offense. So you have to take the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava and then you can be forgiven for that offense. So Mother Sachi took the dust from Advaita Acharya's lotus feet and got the mercy. Of course, Advaita was so much older, 50 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya always treated him with great respect. Also, he was initiated, he was his uncle in Guru's Parampara. But Advaita knew that he was expansion of Lord Chaitanya. And Advaita Acharya wanted to worship Lord Chaitanya. But only when Lord Chaitanya was in that very special ecstasy could Advaita Acharya do that. When Lord Chaitanya forgot his consciousness as Gauranga and he was in the mood of Krishna. So that was very rare. And sometimes Advaita wanted to respect Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya would get very angry and respect him. Instead, that's where the pastime came, where Advaita started to preach some non-bona fide philosophy, and Lord Chaitanya started chasing him with a stick. And Advaita was feeling relieved that once he was being disrespected. One time, Lord Chaitanya fell on the ground in ecstasy, and Advaita Acharya went and touched his lotus feet and took the dust. But then Lord Chaitanya, he came back to consciousness and he said, somebody has stolen all my devotion, all my life, everything. Someone has stolen everything. I have nothing left. So what is the use of living if I have no devotion? And Lord Chaitanya ran off and went and ran and everybody's running after him, but he goes so fast. And he jumped in the Ganges. Nityananda ran after him and he jumped in after him. The others, they went. They're by the shore and they're looking. And they couldn't see Lord Chaitanya anywhere. They looked and they looked. Didn't appear. Actually, he went until Lord Chaitanya went around the bend. In the Ganges, maybe from, we saw the ghats, you see from the ghats is a little turn. So in front of the joke pit he jumped in and went underwater until he got opposite from Nandanacharya's house, a little bit opposite the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, Grihastha section over there. And then he came out of the Ganges. Well, first he came out of the water with his head, looked around. Then all of a sudden, boop, Nityananda's head came out of the water. So what are you doing here? I'm with you. All right. Come on. They came out of the water and they went into the house of Nandanacharya. Nobody saw them. It was middle of the night, or I don't know when it was, but nobody saw them. Might have been the night because it did not turn on kirtan. Maybe it was a moonlit night. I don't remember that detail. Anyway, the devotees are looking everywhere. Where is Gauranga? But they all thought that he had disappeared. And Advaita, for his mistake, he started fasting. He couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. He became like a madman. Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga! 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 And all the devotees, they were like mad. They all like, how could they live without Gauranga? Gauranga! Gauranga! So after one day, then Lord Chaitanya asked Nandanacharya, you go and check out everything. No, what? He had someone come and he told him to tell what's happening. And then one devotee went, looked around, came back, said, oh, it's very serious. It looks like all the devotees are going to die in separation. Advaita Gosai is like a madman rolling in the ground crying, Gauranga! When Lord Chaitanya and Gauranga and Nityananda heard this, then they became moved. So then they called, they called Srivas, then they called Advaita. And when Advaita said, please, I'll never do it again, please forgive me. And he was so relieved that Gaur and Nitai were back. Lord Chaitanya took dangerous to take the dust from his lotus feet. He had to do it at the right time, otherwise sometimes heavy reaction. So like this, there were so many pastimes. Which one? Nudadhada Gauranga Miliya Jala Kili Nityananda Daiti Khilaye Dohe Mili. Gadadhar and Gauranga were playing in the water, splashing each other. Nityananda and Advaita, they were playing, splashing one to another. Advaita Noyane Nityananda Kutuhali Nirgate Maria Jal Dilo Mohaboli. Nityananda, he raised his hand and he gave a big splash with great power, and the water went flying, hitting Advaita right in the eye. After that, Dui Chaku Advaita Milite Nai Pare Moha Krodha Veshe Prabhu Galagali Pare. After that, the water hit so much that even he couldn't properly close the both eyes. He couldn't properly see with his eyes. They're like, he got such a heavy splash. So he started to give some words to express great anger at Nityananda for this attack of Advaita Gosai. Nityananda maddape korilo chakku khan Kota hoite maddape hailo upastan Srinivas pandite mul jati nai Kotakar adbhut ani dilo tai Sachinandan charayato karma kore Nirabadi avadhuta sanghati bihare. Nityananda acting in such a intoxicated fashion, he has made my two eyes blind now. Where has all this foolishness come from? It could not come from Srivas Pandit. Where has this, or where did he bring this avadhut from? Sachi Nandan, he's doing so much inconceivable avadhut activity with Sachi Nandan. This is, the whole thing was like he's really getting on Nityananda's case, like you're really acting too wild, and why you splashed me in the eye, what is going here, where do you come from anyway? Then Nityananda, he responded, Muki nahi bas laj, harile apune ar kundale kikaj. Anyway, he's saying that, Are, what's the use of crying? Just because you can't see anymore. Then Gaurachandra, Lord Chaitanya said, Gaurachandra bole akabari nahi jani, tinabar hoile se har jitomani. Are, I don't accept one splash to be the winner. He had to win three times, then I accept he's the winner. In other words, Nityananda, he gave a good splash to Advaita one time. Advaita, are, that's only one time. Best of three. So, Arba Jalajuda Advaita Nithai. Kautuka lagi ek deho dui thai, dui jane jala juddho keho nahi pare, Akabara Jini Keho Arvara Hare. So the two, they started a huge water war, splashing each other. And one couldn't defeat the other, they're splashing so hard. One time one would win, the next time the other one would win. Then one would win, then the other would win. Arvara Nityananda Sangha Brahmphaya Dilinoyane Jal Niraghata Kodiya. Then one time Nityananda, he really gave a water, poof, again real hard. In the eyes of Advaita, and Advaita got pain from that. It's a crazy guy. Why you are doing this to a brahmana? Nityananda pratistava kore vyapodeshe suni Nityananda prabho ganasahashe. Actually, in the purport of this pastime, it explains how all these things, although they sound like criticisms, by Saraswati's blessing, each one of them is actually explaining what material family does Nityananda have? He's from the spiritual world. And what mother or father? He's himself is timeless, unborn. And he's the guru of everyone. So what is the question of guru and disciple? These are all external. Like that, every point here, every word is explained in the purport how that although it sounds like Advaita is criticizing him, he's actually offering him praise in a very esoteric way. So like this, Advaita and Nityananda, they're having a water sport, and Lord Gauranga is watching, all the devotees are watching. They had a very special relationship. Tomorrow we're going to the place where the three Prabhus sat when Lord Gauranga took sannyas, and Nityananda brought him back and tricked him to come to Santipur. And Lord Gauranga thought that he was going to Vrindavan. Then he looked and he saw that Advaita and Nityananda were in a boat. And he said, what is Advaita and Nityananda doing in Vrindavan? Then his ecstasy snapped and he realized he wasn't in Vrindavan. He was in Shantipur. And he said, what? You cheated me. You tell me this is the Jamuna. Nityananda, yes, well, that side of the Ganges is Jamuna. That's where the Jamuna mixes on the western side and the Ganges is on the eastern side. Anyway, then he got in the boat and the three together, they sat down by the side of the Ganges and they took prasadam. That's also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There again, Advaita and Nityananda got into a fight because Nityananda threw prasadam and Advaita from his plate. Actually, no one can understand that relationship. It's so, listen, we laugh. But their relationship is actually completely transcendental. And they understand. What we see externally is nothing compared to what they're understanding. All these things have got some very esoteric meaning, which we can only see the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. So that three Prabhu, Bisram Stan, the place where the three Prabhu sat, that is there in Shantipur, we're going there. You can pay your obeisances. Also, then Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Of course, we know so many times Advaita Gosai went to visit him with Sita Thakurani, offering him prasadam in Jagannath Puri. And then after some time, after 10 years, when Lord Gauranga came back to Navadvip, didn't come to Navadvip, but came on the other side. We told that pastime in Parikrama. And then the way back, he stopped in Shantipur, and it was Govinda Dwadasi. Tomorrow is Dwadasi and Ekadasi mix. According to our Panjika, all the Gaudiya Mats observing Ekadasi today, Dwadasi tomorrow. So everybody else eats grain tomorrow. But we've got Ekadasi tomorrow. So, we're going to have to take Ekadasi and go there and feed everybody else with khichdi. And just take a little token, some non-grain prasad there and come back and then have prasad here. In any case, when our Lord Chaitanya was there, he saw this massive arrangement that Advaita Acharya had made. I mean, houses after houses were constructed bamboo houses. We're going to fill one with leaf plates, one with rice, one with yogurt, one, you know, so many with yogurt. So many. He had made like a whole village with just all the ingredients for the feast. Some people were cutting sabji, some were cooking, some were in another place, someone was giving a lecture from the Bhagavatam, another place people were chanting in kirtan. There's like, you saw everywhere, there was like, you know, it was like a mini Mayapur festival or something. There's so many people doing so many things, preparing. Massive festival, big prasadam offering to Madhavendra Puri, and massive prasad distribution to all of the people. And then Lord Chaitanya, he was so moved by all those details, by all the wonderful arrangements and seeing the wonderful devotion for the Guru that Advaita Gosai was showing from Madhavendra Puri. The Lord Chaitanya, he declared, anyone who takes prasadam here on this day of Govinda Dwadasi, he will get devotion for Govinda. He'll get love for Govinda. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga! Nitai Gaura Siddhanath Premanandi! Hari 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 Bo! That is a very, actually the description is very long, but it's already very late, so. Otherwise, the description of Govinda Dwadasi, I don't know tomorrow if there'll be time, usually there's some public discussion. But because at least we gave a limited version, I'll just give today more detail, today maybe. Tomorrow I may not go into such detail. But you can go into much detail. There's actually even more detail, but because it explains every house, every ingredient, everything that's going on, who's dancing, who's doing it. It's a wonderful festival. So anyway, in this way, Advaita Gosai's pastimes, inseparable with Lord Chaitanya, is a friend at the same time. Somebody has to have respect for. He has respect for Lord Chaitanya, but overtly it's like a friendly. 25 years he lived after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. 125 years he was on this planet. Siyadvaita Gosai.
Jai!
Sitanath ki.
Jai!
Sitadvaita Sidevi ki.
Jai!
Achyutananda was a very great preacher, his first son, very great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Are there any questions? Lokeshwari?
You were talking about that it's not the Vaishnava and the devotee that are independent, but actually the just and the thief of the Vaishnava and the dependent. And if you don't go to the depth, when the offense is still there, sometimes the etiquette or the thing
that I know is that if an offense is made, then devotees will pay obeisance and ask for the forgiveness for the offense to be forgiven. But the devotee doesn't actually take the dust from the feet, then... If the person says you're forgiven, then you're forgiven. But in the case of Advaita, he never said that she was forgiven. He said, no, she never, how could she offend me? I am a fallen soul, she's a great devotee. She couldn't offend me. Then he went into so much ecstasy explaining her glories. So he never admitted offense. So therefore he never apologized. But Lord Chaitanya said no, he was offended. Even though he may not accept it out of his humility, but Lord Chaitanya was offended. So figuratively they said the dust of the lotus feet. I don't know exactly how the dust of the lotus feet, why it's said like that, but that's what the Shastra says, and if you take the dust from the feet, then you get forgiven for the offense. Or, if the person forgives you, then you're also forgiven. One time somebody asked a senior Vaishnava, so I don't know if you offended or didn't offend, but even though I don't take any offense, still I pray to Krishna, just in case there's any offense, please forgive me. Any other questions? I can't see with the Brahma Jyoti. Why don't you turn the camera around, let the people in the video see all the beautiful Vaishnavas in sort of toad-like form. Yes, Maharaj.
When Lord Chaitanya saw the wonderful array of foodstuffs, he said
that the reincarnation of Lord Shiva, Shambhu. That was said more than once, but it might have been said. You want me to look it up? He's the combination of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. So the Mahavishnu aspect is given more importance in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, they stress sometimes the Shiva aspect. But that was clarified by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Of the two, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered philosophically more dependable, more minutely accurate. But that's explained that he also is Shiva, but that Sadashiva, that Shiva is a form of Shiva before he comes in contact with the material world. It's a spiritual form, and that form and Mahavishnu are combined. So there's no material tinge in Advaita Gosai. Everything about him is transcendental. Any other questions? Yes? Devakina?
Who jumped?
No, you see, Lord Chaitanya would never let Advaita touch his lotus feet because he always said, no, no, you're my guru, you're Guru Varga, you're older than me. And he would instead touch Advaita's feet. Or he would respect Advaita as an elder. One time, Lord Chaitanya fainted on the ground. So that time, Advaita always wanted to worship Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya wouldn't let him. Unless he was a rare time when he was in the Mahabhava or something. I mean, in the Mahaprakash mood. Otherwise, he wouldn't let. So one time, Advaita sneaked when he was fainted on the ground and he took the dust. So Lord Chaitanya immediately knew what happened. And like to teach him a lesson that don't do that. Then he put on this whole thing that someone has stolen everything from me. When you touch somebody's feet, you get their good quality. And you dump your bad quality on them. That's why like when Prabhupada was sick, he was requesting, please don't let any non-disciple touch my feet. Or anyway, he didn't like non-disciple to touch the feet. And when he was sick, he didn't want anybody to touch his feet. So touching the feet has this characteristic. Apart from getting forgiveness for offenses. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, somebody has taken everything from me. In other words, everybody could see Advaita take the dust from his feet. So Lord Chaitanya, someone has stolen. That means Chaitanya is presenting himself that I'm just an ordinary, very simple devotee. And I don't have so much spiritual acid. Somebody touched my feet and took away whatever acid I had. So now what he was doing is like just in a very graphic way telling Advaita, don't touch my feet. But he was giving several instructions through that. He was churning the ocean of rasa and separation. He was using this as an opportunity. On one hand, he was establishing that he had to be treated like a devotee and people shouldn't, because they were touching his feet thinking he was God or someone thinking he was Krishna or some other. It wasn't directly said, but some inference is there. So one thing was Lord Chaitanya was warning, don't touch his feet like that. The other thing was that he was just churning the ocean of transcendental mellow with his devotees. Just like Krishna would leave the rasa dance and put everyone in separation, Lord Chaitanya just left the sankirtan and disappeared for 2 days, and all the devotees were ready to leave their body. So that separation and that
The man once and time he came back and said, well, they got a new life. The pleasure they felt by being rejoined with Lord Chaitanya was unlimited. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya, how important the actual pastime or what the significance of the actual, I mean, the incident. These are beyond my ability to give some kind of commentary on that, and just what actually happened. Some of these things are more to be heard and the rest that's to be experienced, but as deep as you can go, you can understand. So Lord Chaitanya put them all in separation, and then later everything was straightened out. What all the reasons might be, more than that, I'm sure Lord Chaitanya, for everything he does, he's got so many reasons. But we are only given access to a certain number of them, which have been revealed by the Acharya. But sometimes we may realize more by their blessing. Does that answer your basic question?